All right, here we go. So yesterday, the Dow hit another record high, but then this morning, the all-important CPI inflation data was released. So what's happening? There is a lot of reaction going on. So how exactly are the markets reacting? And also, how does this affect our positions? Welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark. And today's Tuesday, February 13th, the day before Valentine's Day. And in this show, we're going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. Good to have you back, brother.
Yeah, nice to be back, Marcus. Back at home, too.
Yeah, and I mean, you are right in time for the fireworks. Look at this. CPI data being released, and the Dow dropped 500 points on pace for the worst one-day drop since last March. We have the even S&P futures up here. Quite a drop.
It was, Marcus. So we know that earnings have been pretty decent this quarter, and we're at the beginning of the year, and it's helped the S&P make a new record high. Yesterday, we made a record. Although we didn't close with a new record high, the Dow did close with a record, and it seemed like we were pretty good going into today's CPI data, but today's CPI reading, not what investors wanted to hear.
Not at all. Looking at the economic calendar here so that we see of what's happening, as we can see, everything coming in higher than expected. The core CPI coming in higher than expected. The CPI coming in higher than expected. And also the CPI year over year, which was expected to come in below 3%, coming in at 3.1%. And markets don't like this at all.
Nope. Opening lower and continuing to slide. Honestly, Marcus, this seems like a bit of an excuse for profit taking. After such a strong run-up, this is just a great way to take some profits.
I believe so, because we have been trading above the 5,000 level, and now we are significantly below, well, significantly 40 points. That's still a percent below the 5,000 level for the S&P 500. And yeah, I mean, interest rates, of course, jumping on the news this morning. So we have the two-year yield up almost 3% to 4.6. The 10-year yield up 2.5% to 4.287. We see at levels that we haven't had since, let's just see, December. I mean, last time we had these levels is December. But yeah, I agree with you. I don't think that the CPI report was that bad. The headline, of course, is bad. But let's take a look at this. And I agree with you that this might be an excuse for profit taking. So I want to dissect this here a little bit so that you know what's going on. First of all, we see, okay, this is where we are ticking a little bit higher here. Let me just zoom in. So that is the 0.3. Previously, it was 0.2. So that is definitely true. But we see that overall, we have the light blue line, which is the CPI. Oh, no, that is the core CPI. And then we have the blue line. It is the CPI. We are no longer going down. And I think this is what markets are concerned about. So we wanted to see that we are breaking basically this support level and go below this magic 3% year over year.
Sure. So we had a higher reading than expected. But if we look at the trend here, it seems like we're flattening and we paused a little bit. And, you know, big picture, this probably isn't a big deal at all, but it just supports what the Fed has said all along. And that's they're going to pay attention to data. They're keeping an eye on things. And the market right now is overly optimistic with when we're going to cut rates.
Yeah, because we're still coming down. I mean, we had 3.4% in December. Now we are 3.1%. It's just not as fast as everybody would like to see it. It's also super interesting that shelter prices, which comprise about one third of the CPI weighting, accounted for much of the rise. So shelter is, cost for shelter, home prices, mortgage rates, rent, right? So this is what we are looking at. And you see, this climbed quite a lot, contributing to more than two thirds of the headline increase. And we already know one thing. Powell and gang are not concerned about shelter prices.
And maybe a little bit of a lag there too on that data. But I think the bottom line here is that it just supports the Fed cutting rates later rather than sooner and being willing to navigate this by keeping rates the same for a little bit.
Yeah, this is what we see here this morning, looking at the CME group. Let me just refresh this because this changes here every few minutes. So let's actually go to the probabilities. The probabilities this morning, a little bit all over the place. So right now we see that the probabilities of the Fed keeping rates the same for the March meeting jumped up to 91.5%. That's the highest that we have seen it since we have been tracking it.
And we said this all along, the March cut that traders expected at the end of last year just seemed like a dream or wishful thinking, and that we were probably going to see a cut in June. And for the first time now, the probabilities show that that's the most likely scenario. Yeah. Based on the probabilities of Fed funds futures.
You have heard us saying this all along the whole year, that we expect June or July to be the first cut, and now Fed funds traders start believing it. Also, the probability of a rate cut for the May meeting now, below 40%, as we can see here. And unless something breaks, I'm with it here. So I think that the first cut will be around June or July.
So a little bit of a reality check today in a potential profit-taking situation. And to be honest, although we're still lower for the day, we are coming off of session lows. There has been a bit of a rebound since the open, or since lows were established.
Yeah, again, because I agree with you that looking at the into the PPI report, not as bad as it looks, and this is what traders realizing. So probably more of a profit taking, because we really started to move far away from the 50-day moving average. And if we look at this here also, we see that we kind of have a trend line here that has been going on, and right now we're testing this trend line. So I think that this move here, this move lower, is something that was expected after just really running away on better than expected earnings.
Sure, that's a nice little trend line there. And even with this drop, S&P is up 4.5% year to date, right? If we're up 4.5% every 2 months in the S&P, it's going to be a fantastic year.
Yeah, we talked about it yesterday. I mean, the NASDAQ yesterday was up almost 7%, or no, even almost 8%. And this is where I said, we cannot have this, because if we are up 8% in 6 weeks, right? So this means times 10 that we would be probably, if this would keep going, up 70 to 80% for the year. And that is not going to happen. So at some point, exactly, we need to have the retracements. I mean, this is just back of the envelope math. And I mean, everybody knows that this is not what is happening. But yeah, you're absolutely right. We are coming off the lows, which is quite interesting. So before we take a look at our positions, you want to take a look at some earnings that happened here this morning?
Sure.
So KO, Coca-Cola, reporting earnings. And I mean, earlier today, we have to look at a 5-minute chart so that we see it. We see that Coca-Cola was definitely higher. Right now, the overall market is dragging it down, but Coca-Cola reporting better than expected earnings.
It was interesting when we looked at the PowerX heat map, and I know that with a recent update, we can now see pre-market trading with the heat map. And it was interesting to see Coca-Cola, also Pepsi, a little sympathy move there, higher this morning before the bell in a sea of red.
Yeah, this was so interesting. Right here, we see Coca-Cola and Pepsi and everything else pre-market was just deep in the red, no matter where you looked. So yeah, it looked good, but right now also pulling back. Let's see what's happening with JetBlue, because JetBlue was up in pre-market trading 16%, still up 12% here. That's quite a jump.
Hanging in there, which is nice for JetBlue, considering the overall market was down. And the pop here comes on news that Carl Icahn has revealed a 10% stake in the airline, saying that he believes the company is undervalued.
Okay, but last time he acquired an airline which was TWA, it did not go too well. TWA filed for bankruptcy. So I don't know. It's great when he says it's undervalued, but his track record in the airline industry hasn't been too great so far.
We'll see if this one is a better outcome. But hey, JetBlue hanging in there after that big jump, even though the overall market's down.
Yeah. And then we have Carr, Avis. So Avis reported earnings, but they actually had a revenue miss. So the earnings came in better than expected, but they do have a revenue miss and right now taking a hit down 20%.
Yeah, that's a big drop, and interesting to see a large part of this loss isn't the overnight reaction, but what's happened today. So I think we were down about 4% at the open, maybe closer to 5, and another 14%, 15% lower.
Yeah, kind of crazy. All right, let's take a look at our position and see what's happening. Let's go to our WTF positions first. This is where, looking at the portfolio here, you actually closed a USB position this morning and you closed it with a profit.
Yeah, this was one that popped up a couple of days ago, and even though we see that drop there overnight because of CPI data, able to close this for a profit. I got in at 39.70, and I think my exit was 40.23 or something like that.
Nice. I mean, nice small profit. So I'll take this. Team today initially got hammered, but right now clawing its way back. And I think overall we're still doing okay. We bought it at 214.11. Right now it's trading at 211.34. So we were actually seeing exactly what we wanted to see with the WTF strategy, which stands for win the fear, so that we had the nice recovery. But then of course the CPI report today put a little bit of the brakes on, but again, it's nicely recovering. So let's see. We'll probably hold it for a few more days.
Yeah, no exit yet. Yesterday getting as high as 221. Like you said, pulling back today, but still in it. No exit signal. Hanging on to it and waiting for a signal to close.
Yeah. Verizon, I mean, this were also, we're waiting for this V-shape formation. Not seeing it just yet, so we bought it at 39.90. Right now trading at 39.80, so losing 10 cents. Not too concerned about this. And also here, we'll probably be a few more days before we get an exit signal. So, I mean, Verizon is actually hanging in pretty good, down only 0.76%. This morning they were actually up a little bit, so they opened higher, moved higher, and now being dragged down by the overall market.
Yeah, it was nice to see that in the green with the sell-off, but couldn't stay positive, at least for now. We'll see where we end up today.
Yeah. All right, let's take a look at our wheel positions. And yeah, well, we know our interest sensitive values here, or interest sensitive stocks, are not doing too well right now. CSIQ down 5%, but also recovering from earlier. I mean, earlier we were moving massively down, recovering a little bit. I mean, we have been on a really, really nice track. If we take a look here at the percentages from this low to the high, I mean, this is a super nice 18% move that we saw there, just showing that as interest rates go down, it'll go up. And that's what we are looking for right now for me, around 28, where I'm looking to sell calls. For you, probably in the same range. I flew my rescue mission a little bit more aggressively than you, but we only needed to go up there. We were already twice on its way, so now third time's the charm. What do you think?
I like that. And we had the lower open, the gap down. Like you said, interest rate sensitive with yield spiking, we're pulling back. But hey, third time's a charm. And I like that we're hanging out around where we opened after being down even more.
Yeah. GDXJ, a trade that we are both in right now, down 5.4%. You got assigned at 33. I sold puts at 33 because last week I was in CZR and PM, so I didn't join you in this trade. And right now I sold puts. Looks like they're in the money right now. haven't been assigned. So we will see where we are by Friday if we can pull back. But I'm not concerned about this one at all.
No, it's a bigger drop today, but I like the chart on this one. GDXJ, we've traded it before, and I was able to sell calls yesterday, get 47 cents on those 33 calls that I sold. Today, I was able to buy them back at 9 cents, so 80% max profit. And we'll see. We have retail sales this week, too, that could move the market. I think that's Thursday. Maybe there is a bit of a reversal and a change of heart in maybe I'm able to sell calls again this week. We'll see.
Yeah. I mean, this would be great. I mean, great one-day trade. So, yeah, would be great to double dip. All right. MRO. MRO, hang in there. I mean, I got assigned at 22.50. Right now, we are trading 5 cents below my assignment price. I sold calls half at 22.50, the other half at 23.50. So we will see where we are on Friday. This hang in here nicely, nothing to do. I'm just waiting every day that ticks away. The time value ticks away and goes straight into my pocket. So I'm liking this one.
This is working out perfectly for you, but there are two dates to be aware of next week. Ex-div date on Tuesday, where there's an 11 cent dividend for shareholders at the open. And then on Wednesday, there's earnings.
Yeah. So, I mean, let's see what happens if I'm getting called away or if I'm eligible for the dividend. So we shall see. And then the next is NEE. Also has been plugging along nicely today, taking a hit down 4%. And we know interest rate sensitive. So when interest rates go down, it'll go up. So it seems that we'll be in this one for a little bit longer. When is the next dividend coming up? It's probably towards end of February, which would be, right?
I believe so.
Should be coming up. Okay. So we get some more dividend. Nice dividend payer here with 3% dividend yield. We'll see. And then there is UPS. And UPS also today taking a hit down 2%. I mean, not too bad, but it was hanging out nicely up here between 146 and 148, hoping to break through. But we see that UPS likes to have these quick retracements, bouncing back, retracement, bouncing back, retracement, bouncing back, retracement, bouncing back. So I wouldn't be too surprised if here by the end of the week, we are right back at 148, right now trading at 144.30. So trying to sell calls against my position at 157.50, my break even at 139.68. So nicely trading above my break even. We'll see what happens here.
Yeah, we actually had some traders that haven't traded this yet consider the 141, 140, I think it was today, 142 maybe, also as a possible level to sell puts at. One thing to keep in mind that is good for us, but something to be aware of if you are selling puts, X date on Friday, and that means that we will be eligible for $1.63 as a dividend payment. So not too shabby there. Dividends have been nice on this one.
This is working out nicely. UPS, the dividend yield now at 4.46, so that's another added bonus, 163. This will bring my break even down to 138, so I'm loving it. And also for you, it's lowering your break even. So, I mean, we're trading above the break even. I'm not concerned about this one at all.
Yeah, looking good.
Yeah. So this is here what's happening. And I think the important thing is that you just follow your plan, because that's why we are doing the show, so that we can show you what we are doing, how we are following our plan. And I think it's important to know that on days like this, there's no need to panic, right? I mean, I hope that you see it, that you see our plan, and we hope that this is helping you. So let's take another look here very quickly at the S&P 500 to see if we are still bouncing back. Right now, it seems that this bounce back got stopped a little bit dead in the track, but I would expect that we move a little bit higher, not above the 5,000 level. That's probably not going to happen. We'll close below 5,000 today. That's my best guess. But I do believe that there's a chance that we get a gap fill of probably half of it, which should be somewhere here. I think that today we will end between 4,980 and 4,990. What do you think about this?
I like that target. I could see that. So yes, down day, but clawing back a little more of those losses. Sounds like a good prediction.
All right. No cookie bet there.
No. We'll share a cookie.
All right. Hey, hope that you enjoyed the video. If you did, give us a like. We really appreciate it. If you like to see how we are dealing with days like today, we appreciate your likes. If you feel that others would benefit from it, knowing how to do this instead of panicking, click on share. There's a share button right below the video. If this is your first time here, click on subscribe. We'd love to have you as a subscriber because we do this stuff every day, and we'll be back again tomorrow.
Happy trading, everybody.